Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire, get your life back. Welcome, everybody. I just want to introduce my first guest. Her name is Lauren Sellers, and she is the head coach of Orange Theory Fitness of Central Phoenix, and she is a firecracker. She is younger than our listeners here. She's in her 20s, but she's amazing, and she has this great inspirational story that I think all of us can relate to. And let me, without further ado, send you to the conversation that we had. Like, did you study this in school?
No, I studied biology, but I ended up doing mostly biomed classes. That I wasn't sure if I wanted to go the animal route or the human route.
Okay.
So I originally went into school as a nursing student, and I was like, nah, I don't know if that's what I want to do. And I joined a sorority. I didn't really try hard in school. I did the absolute minimum I could do to graduate. And then post-grad, I started working at the aquarium in Scottsdale as a scuba diver. During my summers throughout college, I worked in the Caribbean as a boat captain and a scuba instructor.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're always into, like, just athletic things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, being active, being moving, absolutely. And so when I graduated college, it was in August of 2016, because I did an extra class in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I moved back to Phoenix, and throughout college, like, I had done a little bit of intramurals. Like, I'd gone to the gym, but I'd go to the gym, and, like, you know how at 5 a.m. you see people just laying on the mat?
Mm-hmm.
That was me at the gym. Like, my first semester of college, I got really into running.
Uh-huh.
And then I never, like, I did a half marathon, that was that. Like, it wasn't any, I didn't try. Like, I was just doing it with a couple of friends for fun.
Yeah.
Wasn't into fitness at all. I got back, I was like, probably about like 160 pounds, which for me, 160 pounds is extremely overweight.
Uh-huh.
Like, no,
yeah,
muscle,
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got into Orange Theory Fitness. Do you remember Jesse Millison?
I don't know.
How long have you been with OTF?
Three? Yeah.
He was a big guy, cute guy.
Yeah.
Jesse, he went to New York. He coached out in New York now.
Uh-huh.
But he went to my high school. So I always saw on his social media, Orange Theory. I was like, oh, it's right by my house. Like, I should go check it out. So for my birthday in like 2016, I signed up as a member. And then between like working like 12, 16-hour shifts with the aquarium and diving all day and just being active all day, I'd do OTF at 6:15 in the morning. And that is how I got into the whole fitness realm. I ended up just loving it. It just kind of like, it forced me to change my diet. It forced me to change my habits and my whole lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I was a big partier in college. Like, I was going out like Wednesday through Saturday, eating Canes when I was hungover in the morning, eating Taco Bell at midnight, the In-N-Out, you name it, I ate it.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of clicked that I needed to change. I wasn't going to feel good.
Yeah.
Wasn't like feeling good internally. Like, I suffered. I had high blood pressure. Like, I have kidney issues, like, all the things.
Really? Lauren, I would never have guessed that, ever.
Yep. So now I don't take high blood pressure medication. I don't take anything.
What?
I won't even take Tylenol at this point in life.
Oh, my God. You are such an inspiration, then. That's amazing.
Yeah, so... and also, I had, like, a lot of anxiety. I felt, like, just, like, stress on edge all the time for no reason. Like, work wasn't that stressful. Like, I didn't have to even bring my work home with me like I do now. And I was more stressed at the aquarium than I am at this job. I would say it helped with my anxiety a little bit. It definitely helped with, like, my energy. It helped with just, like, becoming, like, organized in my life.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the physique came with it, too. Like, starting to dial in my nutrition, starting to dial in a workout regimen. And then I quit the aquarium one day, and I was like, I want to go travel a little bit. So I went back and worked in the Caribbean for a summer.
Uh-huh.
I went to Bali for a little bit. I came back. I was like working at the aquarium when I felt like it, and maybe twice a week, and taking OTF classes and not doing anything else. I was just kind of hanging out, just living my best life for a couple months. And then Mike offered me a job at the front desk. Because I was, contemplating downgrading. Because I was like, well, I'm not really working, so I can't really pay for this.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, why don't you work for the front desk? I'm like, well, if I work for you guys, I kind of want to coach.
Yeah. And what did Mike say?
He's like, get your cert. Get your cert. We'll put you through an audition. So I had to become a certified personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
I got that before I was even guaranteed the job. And then I got trained for three, 4 weeks before Marshall was leaving for his big 2-month trip to Thailand. And
I
kind of took over Marshall's spot, and that was, I just hit my 2-year anniversary today coaching.
Oh,
I
had really?
I found out during the 7:30 class.
Happy anniversary!
Yeah, they showed up with flowers and whole friendly treats, or whole 30 friendly treats.
Oh, okay, great.
And, It was cute. I had no idea it was my 2-year anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, and now I've been the head coach for almost a year.
Uh-huh.
Orange Theory is not forever.
Yeah.
I would like to either go to nursing school, maybe become a pilot, one of the two. Mm-hmm. Very drastic.
Yeah. Nursing, you want to do, you know?
I just want something I can do when I'm 35, when I'm 45 years old. I can't do the, my voice, you hear me now.
Yeah,
Can't do this forever. Can't do the 4:30 a.m. thing forever. But if I did nursing, I'd be able to nurse and do this. And I could even do both part-time and still get benefits from nursing. And still, the reason why I think I still have my job and still like my job is because of you guys. It's like, you guys inspire me just like I inspire you guys. I could not do it if people were not friendly to me, if people weren't, people like you. I'm excited to see. I wouldn't come do this if I didn't like you.
Right.
There's so many of you guys that are just extremely grateful, I'm grateful for. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it keeps going. I would love to just keep doing this eventually while I'm a nurse. And then if I'm a nurse, I can also have the flexibility to do my races I'm interested in now.
Yeah, totally. And be fit and continue on with that journey, you know?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And I don't know if there's any sports nurses out there or anything that I can do athletic-wise, but I definitely am now leaning towards the sports industry.
Oh, yeah.
I think athletic training is kind of where it's up and coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what's going to be.
Oh my God, that'd be perfect, right?
I know. I would love it.
A perfect choice.
But right now, I like what I'm doing. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, and we adore you. Everybody just loves you, and you're the favorite. So,
thank you. Feels good to be loved. Feels good to be, I've considered not, stepping down from the head coach role so many times just because it is a lot of admin work, and it's a lot of, the things I don't enjoy doing behind the scenes that you guys don't see. But then I wouldn't only coach at Central. They would split me, and I was like, nope, I can't do that. I can't leave. I would rather suck it up forever and just do the admin work than be at 2 studios.
Oh, my gosh. So,
I was actually offered both positions.
Really?
And I chose, even though it was a lower salary, I chose the head coach position. It's just way more fitting for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with people canceling their memberships. I don't want
to. Calling them or whatever, right?
I don't want to deal with all the angry people, which I still do deal with a lot of angry people, especially when we get new coaches, schedule changes, you name it. I get to hear about it.
I'm not saying anything.
Right, you let me know. You let me know your thoughts. I can't change anything if I don't know anything.
How do we get our listeners to get active? How did you do it?
Okay, what was the question?
So I have a bunch of friends that considered working out, and I've tried to get them to the gym. I think for them, Orange Theory is a little too much. You know, it's tough. It's rigorous.
High intensity interval training. It's tough. And the name says it all.
But even to get my friends going into the gym or doing something like Pilates or whatever, it's hard. But what do you think are some ways to get them going?
Well, I think some ways to get people going is to realize why they don't want to go. Is it because they don't want to do a group setting? Is it because they don't know what they're doing? Is it because they're afraid of being in front of people, afraid of just their confidence? I don't know what it is. So people who don't do well, there's so many people who don't want to do group settings. I recommend, like, there's a lot of people, it's just not for them. Yeah. I totally get it. It's not for everybody. It's why I run alone. Like, I don't want to run with a group of people right now because then I got it. What if I want to go faster? What if I want to go slow?
Right, right.
This is why I love Orange Theory, because even though it is a group setting, it is still all at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you're a power walker, day one, whether you're an elite runner, there's space for you, which is why I love it. So I think finding out why you don't want to go is step one. So let's say you don't want to do group style. Maybe there's a new Lifetime opening. That's going to be a nice gym.
Yeah. Super swanky.
It's going to be bougie. Maybe people need a bougier gym. So it depends. Now, when you say Orange Theory might be a little too intense for people who are new, there are things called ClassPass. ClassPass, it gives you... Well, there's like 8 classes or a certain amount of classes a month, but there are different gyms associated with ClassPass. So let's say I have the 8 packages a month. I believe I can go to the same yoga studio twice and that's it. I have to go try out other gyms. So it forces you to try other gyms and find something that you might enjoy more.
Yeah.
It also forces you to switch up your routine a little bit. And maybe some people don't like being in a routine. Maybe some people want to be able to switch it up and they're like, oh, well, if I just do Orange Theory, I'm only stuck doing HIIT classes. Whereas like ClassPass, you can do yoga, you can do Pilates, you can do the group setting, you can do kickboxing.
And there's one in the valley somewhere?
I don't know how it works. I don't know if it's online, but there are gyms all over the valley who use ClassPass.
Oh, ClassPass.
So ClassPass is what it's called. I believe they have unlimited memberships. I believe they have like 8 times, 4 times, whatever it might
be. Nice.
I don't know the exact details of it because I've never used it, but a lot of people who I have known who've used it like it.
Oh, okay, good. So, it's a variety. So if you're...
Variety, exactly.
Okay. So if you're bored easily, you would go there and check it out.
Exactly. Or like Core Power is another good one because Core Power does like... Yoga Sculpt, they do restorative yoga, they do all these different ones that's not just focused on like the yogi aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done Core Power. I've had people who love it. I have a lot of people do Core Power and OTF combined.
Oh, okay.
The membership prices are about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I think ClassPass is honestly a little bit cheaper than what like Orange Theory is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to fitness, price is a big thing. I think that scares people away. Mm-hmm. People being like, oh, well, I have a family, I don't have time. Like price and time, I feel like are the two big things.
Yeah.
Now, price is one thing. It's kind of like, well, you're investing in your health. You're not just investing in the workout you're doing today. That workout you're doing today is going to help you long-term. Like, back to the high blood pressure thing with me. Like, I'm off medication because of all that hard work I put in and how it changed my lifestyle, not just my workouts.
Right.
So I think people need to realize you're investing in your life, your long-term life. Like, you're investing in your kids' future and how long you're going to be around for your kids' future and how long your future is.
And I think when I started with Orange Theory, I did the 2 day a week, and I was so super cheap about it. I'm like, I'm just going to go twice a week. Yes. And then I was like, I'm going to do the 90 minute. And that's when I met you, because I'm like, I'm going to do the 90 minute because I get a half hour free.
Yep, exactly. That's what I tell anybody who signs up for twice a week. I'm like, come to the 90.
Yeah.
Cause you get a whole extra half hour.
And then my husband's like, just... go to the unlimited. I know you're dedicated. You do the 90 minute. Yeah. And then I did it and it was like amazing because it's just like, okay, I can pick anything I want and I totally use it, you know? So one thing I do love about Orange Theory is you're totally right. It's the people in the community, you know?
Absolutely.
And they're there all the time. And like today they were like, hey, how's it going? Where is Bob? Oh, so my husband goes with me to Orange Theory too, but he's been missing it because his knee hurts.
Yeah,
so he's taking a little break from it now, but we all know each other. We all know.
Especially in those early morning classes, like if there's someone who I haven't seen, like if you were there this morning, I'd be like, why isn't someone here?
Right.
It's Thursday morning, why isn't Simone here? And there's definitely, especially in the morning class, there's a lot more regimen like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because my 10 a.m., we were talking, I played the same playlist I played at 10 a.m., 5 a.m. 5 a.m. loved it, 10 a.m. hated it, and made me change it. 10 a.m. wants hip-hop, 5 a.m. wants rock and roll. So it's so funny, the dynamic. And it also depends on, like, who's in the class. So, like, since you guys all know each other, it's like, I don't know, it's also makes it a good competitive, like, there's a guy, David, in that class.
Yeah.
Like David and I, whenever we do benchmarks, we compete, even though we're not in the same class. Like, we compare, and it's just, like, it's awesome. I love that benchmarks are becoming a thing, because it's testing your performance, too, and not just, I don't know.
Yeah, they have these benchmark times where you do rowing, you do running, you do...
For, like, a certain distance or a certain time.
Yeah.
So there was just a 12-minute run for distance, and everybody hates that one. But everybody feels so good when they're done. Yes. They're like, oh, it's over.
That's hard. And I think the 2,000 meter row?
That was
oh my gosh.
That's not my jam. I don't know if it's like my height. I'm just so bad at rowing. I don't know what it is. I just can't do it. And every now and then, like, when I used to take class with Bo, we'd row next to each other, and he would always let me get a, like, 200 meter ahead, row head start. He would still kick my butt on it. I'm like, ugh. All right, fine. But yeah, back to your question about how to get people who are interested in. I think it's about finding what type of workout works best for them. And it might not be the first thing they try. They may come into OTF and hate it. And they also might come into OTF with one coach and absolutely hate it, but come in with another coach and absolutely love it. Like, some people don't like my coaching style. Some people prefer my coaching style. Mm-hmm. It's about what you mesh with. And I think it's also about finding out your why. Because there's so many hows. There's so many ways on how to get into the gym or how to stick with a program or how to get fit. But you have to figure out what your why is. So if you know why you want to get fit or why you want to go to the gym, it's going to make you more dedicated to getting in there.
Yeah.
Because the how is out there for everything. Right. How to make a PB&J is out there, but you got to make the PB&J yourself.
Right. Yeah, just keeping it consistent. With going and attending whatever it is, the gym or the, you know, OTF or, you know, swimming, something.
I mean, everybody also plateaus, I feel like, at some point. Like, everybody gets, like, a little burnout stage. Like, when I was a diehard member, I would every now and then give myself a week off just to taper off, and then I'd get back into it.
Right.
Just because that's just what I needed. Even now, like, I'm burning out a little bit with this whole biking, running, swimming thing. I'm like, T-minus 9 weeks. I can't wait to be done. This is like another full-time job.
Oh my God, you're amazing though.
Thank you.
Iron man, iron woman.
Yes.
Whatever. Yes. So, way cool.
Thank you. We'll see how that goes. To be determined.
And I know, like, with Orange Theory Fitness, you also do a weight loss challenge.
Yes.
And you talk about nutrition too, right? So it's one thing that's good about that is you talk about the other side of it. You only see us working out and doing all these things, but then you also care about us where you talk about nutrition, where what to do and what not to do. And the one thing I love about you is you say it's okay to have a bite or two of something, but you know what? Then move on, right?
Move on. It's hard to move on sometimes. Like, I feel like, do you ever eat something you feel guilty about it?
I eat all the time.
You eat all the time. Same here. I don't know, like, back to Bo. Bo will coach 5 classes in a row without eating anything. I'm like, I have to eat between every class.
Yeah.
Like, if I could eat during every class, all class, I would.
Right.
Because I don't know, I'm just constantly eating, but, like, I think it's so unrealistic to, like, be that strict on your diet.
Yeah.
Be so cut, dry, clean. And those people who do end up having eating disorders later, end up having, like, body dysmorphia issues later or currently. Like, I still struggle. Like,
We all do.
Yeah. Like, there's days where I feel on top of my game. Like, been doing this whole 30 thing. I feel great. I know as soon as I crack, it's going to be rough. But I feel like I have, like, a period of a couple months where I'm really on my A game doing what I like to call, like, my 80-20 rule, where I'm 80%, or everybody's 80-20 rule, where I'm, like, 80% clean and 20% living my life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I want to eat a half jar of almond butter a week, I'm going to eat a half jar of almond butter. If I decide that I want to eat the pint of ice cream, I'm going to eat the pint of ice cream.
Right.
I'm going to move on for it. I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to kill myself in cardio because I decided to eat that. Right. Unless that happens to be my workout routine that day. It just lines up that way. I just think there's so much out there in the world, so many activities, so many, like, beer festivals, so many food festivals. It's unrealistic to ask people to give up everything all the time.
Because it's such a restrictive diet. Sometimes you don't live a life. You know what I mean? You just need to have a little bit of freedom to live a good life, you know?
Yeah, and there's, like, I like to tell people, like, you can go out to eat and eat healthy. Like, we had a work meeting and everybody, and, like, we had lunch on Monday, and people were like, oh, are you just gonna sit there and watch us eat? I'm like, no, I'm gonna order food too. Like, I'm just not gonna get a bun on my burger. I'm just not gonna get cheese on my burger, and I'm gonna get veggies instead of fries. Like, would I love to have the fries instead? Yes, I would. But you know what? I can have the fries in 2 weeks when I'm done with Whole30.
Yeah.
So fries aren't going anywhere. Fries are not going anywhere. And, I think also when it comes to diet, nutrition, like orange theory, I'm really not supposed to preach diet. I'm supposed to preach like a clean diet, but I'm not supposed to tell you guys what to do because that doesn't really fall under my realm. I did just finish a nutrition coaching cert. Doesn't make me like a dietitian or a registered anything. Just I'm a nutrition coach. Mm-hmm. And so I like to talk about what works for me. Because I feel like I've played with paleo, I've played with keto a little bit, I've played with intermittent fasting, and honestly, I feel like a combo of it all works because
awesome.
What it breaks down to is eating wholesome. If I eat wholesome, I feel good, like energy-wise. And I think if you feel good, you look good because you feel confident and it doesn't matter. Just as long as you feel good, I think that's what really means the most.
Yeah, absolutely. I know sometimes when I'll eat like, you know, Bob has burgers and I'll eat a burger or whatever. And then I always have to like go back to like, I need a salad. I just need
the greens.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I need the vegetables and I go agree. Back into that.
Your body, once you start eating them too, your body like craves them. Like, I don't know what it is this week. I can't stop eating those like mini bell peppers. Those like sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I can put a whole bag down.
Cause so good. They're so sweet.
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
Same with like apples. I could eat bananas all day long.
Yeah.
But I could also eat chocolate and peanut butter all day long. So, but yeah, I think when it comes to diet, just eating as wholesome as possible as you can and like trying to figure out what your balance is. Like maybe for a while for me, it was every Saturday or Sunday. I ate clean all week and Saturday and Sunday, it didn't matter which day, I'd have one big cheat meal and I'd have one pint of ice cream.
I love it.
The entire pint.
And I wouldn't care
because the rest of the week I did good. I looked forward to it every Saturday or Sunday. Maybe one of the days I ate the bad meal. Maybe the other day I ate the ice cream. Maybe I comboed it. It didn't matter. That's just what I looked forward to.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you present things. It's so much nicer. You know, it's like real.
Yeah, thank you.
It's real. And I love that. You know, you can't just be all like where it's like restrictive. So.
I think everybody's body type is different, too.
Yeah.
Your goals are trying to put on weight, put on muscle. You're going to have to eat more protein. Okay. For someone of my body's type, and like my metabolism, I typically do better with a lower carb diet or like all my carbs coming from complex carbs. Like, I don't eat a lot of bread. I don't eat a lot of rice or a lot of sugar anymore. It's just... This is natural like at this point. It's just what works best for me, so I just keep rolling with it. But it doesn't mean I don't not eat carbs either. Like, I don't think fully eliminating anything is a good idea for anything. It just makes you want it even more.
Right. Thank you so much, Lauren. You have been so inspirational for me and many others in the classes that we take with you at Orange Theory. I want to thank you again for coming here and just sharing with us your story. And we just so appreciate everything that you do. Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparked something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.